Good evening, everyone. I am a kind of accidental addition to the participants here tonight. I came from Denver to the East earlier because I was attending the memorial service for a magnificent woman who was a leader in the Mississippi Democratic Freedom Party, Victoria Gray Adams. What I've begun to find is that there is a great danger in being 75, that you can find yourself, if you allow yourself, to be caught up in one memorial service after another. But I have determined not to allow myself to get caught in that beautiful kind of experience as my only experience. I also came to the East because a magnificent friend of mine, who was actually the son of Victoria Gray, has convinced his congregation, he is a pastor in Baltimore, that they should start a charter school for K through 3 children, and that the theme of that charter school for elementary school children should be freedom and democracy in America. Yeah. Now, it would be a wonderful thing if, even in a room like this, we began wondering out loud, how do you begin teaching 7-year-olds about the meaning of freedom and democracy in America? And indeed, that is what I would like to finish off our time with here, because what I found over the last 10, 15 years is that one of the ways of breaking out from simply the memorial connection is to enter into the experience of younger people who are trying to figure out, what is my life for anyway? What is the future that I want to help create for myself and for this country and for the world? And I feel very comfortable in that kind of conversation because, Sister Johanna, with loving permission, I would like to ask that you at least think about the possibility that calling Staunton and me civil rights activists is much too narrow a description of what we were involved in. As I look back on our experience, I see us involved in a struggle for the transformation of America, for the transformation of our lives, for the transformation of our community. I believe that what we were involved in was a struggle for the expansion of democracy in America. So, I can then come to the University of Pittsburgh in 2006 and not simply reminisce about what it was like to work for civil rights back then, but I can now challenge you about what does it mean to work for the expansion of democracy in America in 2006 with a college education. What does MUMIA mean for that? What does our experience mean for that? And that's part of what I would like to see our discussion focusing on. My sense is that democracy is a living organism. And like all living organisms, it either grows or dies. I don't have any belief in an automatic continuation of the goodness of democracy in America. I am convinced that unless people like you all are working like hell to develop democracy for the future of America, we are in very serious trouble. And so I would like to bother you about what you've been hearing here and what you've been seeing. And I'd like to suggest to you that this could not, all this richness of these experiences and that experience could not be coming to you simply to feed you and give you something more to take in without saying, and what do you think about these things? And what does this all mean to you? And what do you disagree with? And what do you see as the future of democracy in America and how it will come? I just came back from Philadelphia. That's why I say I'm accidentally here, because I've been traveling around this part of the country. In Philadelphia, I have been with some magnificent, strange, and beautiful people who think that they can actually make a change in North Philadelphia around 12th and Lehigh by dealing with the violence that's in that community. And they think that their religious convictions can help them to get into that community and work for change. I am always encouraged when I see that. Now I see you. And what I remember, I don't know if you do, Storton, what I see when I see you, I remember 1964, when Storton and I were a part of the staff that helped to train the people who were going into Mississippi to challenge the white supremacy of that state, recognizing that it was a death-defying kind of thing. And the word of death came through to us pretty quickly in the deaths of Cheney and Goodman and Schwerner. It was just about this number of people when I got there for the second half of the orientation. I'd like to know, what is this stuff that you've been hearing and seeing and thinking about mean to you? What kinds of questions are there? What kinds of disagreements are there? What kinds of songs to sing? What kinds of poems to create? What kinds of lives to create are coming out of this? I live at this age by the energy of folks your age. But if you don't put it forth, I don't get it. So I need you for both you and me. And I'd like to hear what's on your mind, and I will be happy to pass on your questions to all these wonderful people who are sitting around me. What does all this mean? What mean these words, these stones, these pictures? What do they say to you? What are you asking about them? What are you thinking about them? And I'm assuming that you are very capable of thinking at a level deeper than we usually want to go. And so I'm pushing you.